This Sunday marks the beginning of our fall stewardship season and thus the minute for stewardships that are part of our worship service. And with that in mind, I'm happy to welcome up here Jeremy Mobley, who is co-chair of finance ministry team and also on our stewardship ministry team. Appreciate you being here today, Jeremy. Tell us what it is about Trinity that compels you and your family to want to support Trinity in the stewardship season.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Well, first, let's recognize the double whammy of stewardship and finance.
Fair enough.
But for us, you know, twofold. I think from a committee ministries team standpoint, I think we're excited because we're doing things differently a little this year. And then I think personally for us, you know, we like to sit down this time of year and it gives us an opportunity to really think about Trinity and what motivates us to give to God's calling through what Trinity does. And so for us, it's twofold. It's kind of the children's education and children's ministry, of which there are 53 families at Trinity with children under the age of 18. And then the second part is mission. Last year, Trinity volunteered over 800 hours to the different ministry partners that we work with, including a fantastic day yesterday at McCreesh Place of ice cream and face painting. And so while I know that, you know, it feels like we could always do more and we can always get more engagement from the congregation, you know, to see where we've come in the last 5 years in the area of mission is something that really motivates and excites the Mobley family as we come into this time of year.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
You had mentioned before at the very beginning that stewardship was doing some things differently this year. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I breezed right past that after dropping that little nugget. So you may have noticed in the last postscripts, in the little stewardship blurb, it said a simple goal, $525,000. And so that was really a little bit of a teaser as we come into this year's campaign. So one of the big differences that we decided to do this year was to put out a target number. We know in looking and budgeting the expenses that we have and the revenue that we need, and we know what portion of that needs to come from, you know, all of our faithful pledgers. I just don't think we ever told anybody what that number was. And so one of the things that we're doing this year is putting that number out there and running this a little bit more like a campaign with a target end date of October 27th, which is when this year's Response Sunday will be. And so what you're going to see, you know, today is kind of the kickoff. This week you'll start receiving your packets in the mail. And so when you get those, we're asking that you sit down with your family and kind of think through your process of pledging. And instead of holding that until Response Sunday, we're asking that you go ahead and turn it in. You know, you can slip it in Cheryl's mail slot. You can drop it by the church. You can email it, which I know is great for me because by the time Response Sunday gets here, I've long lost that response card. And so what you'll see as a result of that is as the Sundays flow, you'll see our version of a campaign thermometer continue to grow. So hopefully when Response Sunday gets here on October 27th, where it's as much a celebration as it is a representation of us all coming together to turn in our pledges. That being said, we know how important that is, and we know how powerful it is for all of us to stand up and come and drop that in the bucket. And so for everybody who turns in that pledge early, you'll receive a special card acknowledging your gift, and then you can use that card on Response Sunday to come in and put it into the basket.
So that's neat about the $525,000 goal, and I think you're kind of right. It's if you don't tell people what the goal is and what you're trying to achieve, it's kind of hard to expect them to reach it.
Yep.
For that way. But what is it about the $525,000? What's so important or special about that number specifically?
Yeah, you know, I think when we got together with finance and stewardship, the key thing that we're trying to do, I think the key word is transparency, right? You saw it a little bit last year when we did the narrative budget, and it showed kind of the percentage breakdowns of how everybody, all the revenue is spread across the programs and ministries at Trinity. And so this is kind of a continuation of that. So like I mentioned before, we know how much is required from our pledges based on the other income that we get from the endowment, from building usage like Phillips Academy. We know what those numbers are, and again, we just need to put them in front of you. So that's part of it. It's telling you what that number is. And then secondarily, and pardon me while I hold it up, in your packet, you're going to see some additional data points here. So it's our first ever what we're calling our stewardship report, and it's going to give some key financial information from revenue breakdown to household pledging to how many folks give in certain gift bands. And all that is designed to allow you guys to see how important Your pledges are to helping Trinity succeed year over year, and hopefully for the long term. But again, in full transparency, from a finance standpoint, this is step one of a three-year plan. And so you may recall that this year we have a planned deficit, a budgeted deficit, and it's something that no one's excited about. And there are ways that you can handle that in any type of expense management, as in cutting it. But we know that would have adverse effects on the church, on the programs, it could be on the staff. And so the good news is as we kind of look forward, the combination of already planned increases in the endowment giving, planned increases in the building usage revenue, the modest increases that we're asking for in the pledge giving is something that is we feel is extremely feasible and something that really sets us up for success and balanced budget here in the next year or two. So the $525,000, how achievable do I think that is? I think it's very. $525,000 represents about $25,000 more than our set pledging last year. You take that in combination with, we all know that we've lost many long-time faithful, not many, some long-time faithful folks of Trinity. And so the combination of that $25,000 gap and some of the folks who passed away in the last year, it still equates to $23 per family per month. So if you're giving nothing today, if you gave $23 a month, it's extremely helpful towards this goal. If you've been a long-time faithful giver and you can afford to do $23 more a month, again, that's per family per month would allow us to achieve that goal. And so for us, we think about, is that two cups of Starbucks coffee a month? For the Mobley family, it's a trip to Chick-fil-A that we do every Friday. It's kind of how we know to kind of rationalize that in our minds. And so, again, we understand that that is not something that some folks will be able to do. We understand that that might align perfectly with increases that givers were going to give, and we know that there are some people who could do a lot more than that. It's simply meant to be a representative number of something that we can put in our minds to know that we can achieve it. So I do think that from that standpoint, it's a really achievable number. And again, our goal was to put all of that information in front of you so you guys can think about it as you prepare for this time of season. To help us achieve success next year and beyond. So,
thank you. Thank you very much. And absolutely. So the packets are in the mail tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow.
So look for those coming up. Thank you, Jeremy, for the work that you in finance and stewardship are doing. You're right. That is quite the double whammy there. Double opportunity, maybe. Appreciate that.